A New York Times CBS News poll released today says that there is a real sense of economic misery in the country. Almost three quarters of respondents say the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction. And even more than that say they don't trust the government to solve the problems. That's the highest level ever of Americans who say they don't trust their own government. Joining us now, Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Jeff, is it fair to say that this is good news for no political party, neither Republicans nor Democrats?
I think that's right. I mean, if you're in public office, sort of the news is bad across the board. And this comes, you know, just almost exactly 1 year before Election Day. I mean, a year from now, you know, millions of people will already have voted through early voting and things. So it really sends a warning sign. I mean, Republican members of Congress up and down the line, the public does not approve of their proposals, does not approve of their performance. And on the Democratic side of things, it's not much better. So it really sets the stage for the election. It's an era of negativity on both sides.
Well, let's talk about some of these warnings there. 7 in 10 Americans think the policies of congressional Republicans prefer the rich. That I assume, would be the warning for the GOP.
I mean, it's one of the warnings for the GOP because, I mean, one of the sense of worry, even among some Republicans in America, is this growing income inequality, and that is certainly not helpful to Republicans. But, I mean, on the Democratic side, things are not great either. If you're President Obama, you've been traveling across America for the last 6 weeks selling your jobs plan, yet more than half of all Americans, including some Democrats and independents, do not believe he has a plan to create jobs. So that is a problem for him as well.
We're speaking with Jeff Zeleny, who's national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, about this new poll that seems to show a huge amount of negativity, as you say, among Americans. But what is there to glean from this that perhaps gives us hope? I mean, what's the message that we take from this on what Americans might want from their government?
I think Americans, the poll would show, are looking for some more agreement and cooperation. And they actually like some of the things in the Jobs Act proposal. They just don't believe the president has a plan. So they like the message more than the messenger in this respect. And that is a change. I mean, that is something that this president always was fairly good at, the message, the messaging. But one other thing that is sort of striking to me, that the disapproval of Congress has changed by some 20 points just since the beginning of this year, since divided government. So we will see, we'll find out in a year if voters think that the divided government is a good thing, or perhaps they will change that.
So it sounds like you're saying this is both a warning and maybe an opportunity. I mean, maybe if the messengers change or they change the way they deliver the message?
Well, look, I think that, I mean, it's a very divided country, obviously, and this a lot of these things will be aired and sorted out over the next year. One other interesting finding in the poll is that of Republican presidential candidates, there's still not enthusiasm for even the candidates who are leading the way. So that perhaps is a bright sign, if there is one, for President Obama.
Jeff Zeleny is talking about this New York Times CBS News poll released today. Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Jeff, thanks so much.
So, thanks.